on commence. Je souhaite la bienvenue à tout le monde pour la rencontre publique ce soir, ce cinquième jour de août 2024. I'd like to welcome everyone for coming to the public council meeting tonight on this fifth day of August 2024. Before we start, I'd like to read off. Je vais commencer avec, c'est un rappel de courtoisie de la séance du conseil. Fait que là, j'aimerais vous informer que la séance du conseil à laquelle vous assistez fait l'objet d'une captation audio pour permettre son écoute et son accessibilité à distance et sera diffusée à partir de l'un des portails de la municipalité. Je rappelle à toutes les personnes présentes et à toutes les, celles qui prendront la parole que la présente séance du conseil est un événement public tenu dans un lieu public dédié à l'exercice de la démocratie. Celle-ci doit s'exercer librement et respectueusement. La captation débute lors de l'ouverture de la séance et prend fin au moment de la levée de celle-ci. Vous aurez la possibilité de prendre la parole lors des périodes de questions prévues à cette fin, soit après l'adoption de l'ordre du jour et à la fin de la séance lorsque les sujets de l'ordre du jour auront été épuisés. Pour ce faire, vous pourrez lever la main pendant la période de questions et lorsque je vous aurai accordé le droit de parole, vous devez vous identifier par votre nom et prénom. Seules les questions seront acceptées et elles doivent être formulées poliment et de façon concise, tout en respectant l'ordre et le décorum tel que prévu à notre règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances de conseil. So I just want to read a courtesy reminder for public municipal meetings. So I'd like to inform you that the council meeting you are attending is being audio recorded to allow remote listening and accessibility and will be broadcasted from one of the municipality's portals. I remind everyone present and all those who will speak that this meeting of council is a public event held in a public place dedicated to the exercise of democracy. This must be exercised freely and respectfully. The recording begins when the session opens and ends when it adjourns. You will have the opportunity to speak during the question periods provided for this purpose, either after the adoption of the agenda and at the end of the session when the topics on the agenda have been exhausted. To do this, you may raise your hand during the question period, and when I have granted you the right to speak, you will have to identify yourself by your first and last name. Only questions will be accepted, and they must be formulated politely, concisely, while respecting order and decorum, as provided in our bylaw bearing number 2023-003, on the internal management of council meetings. Donc, je voulais juste vous mettre à date là-dessus avec les événements qui ont eu lieu le mois passé. On va lire cette capsule à chaque fois. So, I just wanted to remind everyone of how council meetings run, and that because of last month's meeting, I'm going to be reading this excerpt every month. Fait que là, on commence avec l'ordre du jour. Tout le monde est d'accord avec Luc?
Un second.
Donc, Luc Thivierge et Joanne Meillet.
Tu ne l'as pas fait en anglais.
Attends une minute.
So the,
the question period? Sorry.
For the agenda.
The adoption of the agenda. So there's nothing to be added. We're going with what we are we've been presented. And Luc Thivierge has proposed it, and Joanne Meillet supported. I need everyone's...
Can I propose an amendment, a correction on to delete 6.1?
On the English version?
On the English version?
Yeah, we got to mention that.
To correct 7.1 to be 6.1.
So the 6.1 on the English version has the wrong title. The title for 6.1 should be what's shown on 7.1. And 7.1 has no item on it. As the, it's the same as the French. It has no titles.
So 7.1 is gone then?
Yeah, there's nothing on 7.1. If you look on the French version, there's nothing.
It's becoming 6.1.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Mm-hmm. D'accord? You're all in favor?
Oui.
Yes. Let's see. Bon, j'ouvre le plancher pour la période de questions. I'm opening the floor for a question period if there are any questions. Name?
Hi, André Dubois. I noticed the public notice.
You could stand up, André.
The private roads. The private roads, municipal roads and private roads for off-road vehicles in the paper a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did you remove private roads?
Good question.
Non, on l'a dit pourquoi que ça restait là.
Ben, dis-y, non?
It didn't change, André. It's like we explained that already, why it was there.
Why?
It's because of the thing for the skidoos is inside that bylaw.
So, but skidoos don't travel on private roads?
Yes, no. They do for certain trail.
But you're not indicating which private roads are...
Everything is listed. There's no private roads on the list.
Yeah.
There's no private roads on the list.
No. Mm-hmm.
So why have a private road?
Because of the skidoos.
But there's no private road.
It's there in the title because it's covering the skidoos that we don't have to pass a resolution every year like we do for the skidoos every year.
So are you telling me then you can add private roads as the years go by?
No. It has to pass by a resolution if we ever did something like that.
Well, exactly. So, but having private roads now in the bylaw indicates that even though there's no private roads now, eventually private roads will come into play with the off-road vehicles and the skidoos.
The skidoos.
We have to go through the same
process
if we change something to the bylaw. So it will have to go through a public meeting, through... an avis de motion, a notice of motion. And there might be some owners that wish the VTT trail pass by their private road. So yes, there might be eventually private roads added to it.
Exactly. So are you familiar with, the Municipal Powers Act, C-47/1. Anybody read it? Municipal Powers Act?
Why don't you enlighten us?
Okay, I will.
Since you have it.
Yes, I do. So basically, it's stating that municipalities have no power on the private domain when it comes to roads. And you're stating that this bylaw is for the purpose of tourism development, not for the interests of the citizens, which it should be, as the Municipal Powers Act indicates that it should be the interest of the citizens that you pass certain bylaws.
That's for the interest of the citizens too, an awful lot of DET owners.
Well, you didn't ask
area.
The citizens
though,
did you?
The gas station.
There was a public
consultation. And two people showed up.
So are you contravening the Municipal Powers Act by indicating in the bylaw that you are wanting bike clubs to go on private roads.
No, we didn't say that.
So how can
there's not one private road listed on that bylaw.
So why do you have Montague Road on there? That's a dead end.
Montague Road is a municipal road.
But it's a dead end.
It's a municipal road.
Why it's a dead end.
Well, there are people that live there that have VTTs.
Correct.
And they won't come out. So
there's no intention of putting the road across the mountain like you told my neighbors we were going to do. It's for the people on the road. And a lot of people on Montague Road lobbied to have that bylaw passed.
So are you telling me on private roads, now you're, because of this bylaw, people who are on private roads have to put up with ATVs on their private roads?
Because nope.
No, we didn't say that. We didn't say that.
There's no private roads listed on that. Montague Road is municipal. Montague Road's end at the turnaround.
So I think you're not reading the bylaw properly because there's no private roads on it.
She just indicated possibly down the road.
Well, if a private road owner wants the VDD trail going by his road and add it to the bylaw, it will have to go through the process again. And it needs to be approved by MTQ.
Yes.
So we're still waiting for them to come back for that.
Are we the only municipality passing this bylaw?
No, everybody has already passed it.
We're
A long time ago.
We're one of the last ones again.
And you're telling me each bylaw indicates private roads?
Yeah.
The title.
Just the title. Just in the title. It's not just in the title. It doesn't show private roads in the whole bylaw. There's not one private road named on that bylaw. It's all municipal.
But in other municipalities also, there's no private roads indicated in the bylaw.
No.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
We don't know.
In other municipality. We're not following the other municipality.
If there's Andre, just give as an example. If there's a gentleman or a property owner that has a private road and there's no one else on that road except them, and they own the property from the main road all the way in.
Very important point. Go ahead.
If they opt to have their road added to the list, they have to pass through the whole process of having them on the list for
so
whatever.
Is that indicated in the bylaw? If the owner of the private road is the only person on the private road.
It's like any bylaw. When you reopen a bylaw, you have to go through the process.
Yeah.
You cannot change a bylaw just like with a piece of pen there.
No.
Well, I see.
It would be a public consultation, the whole thing.
For
the all over again.
Trail, there's a specific way of passing a bylaw. And the process is regulated. It's not just a regular bylaw that council has their hands on.
I just don't understand, Monsieur Dubois, why you come here now when the bylaw was voted, it's sent to MTQ, but last year it was publicized in the paper, on the website, everywhere. Mm-hmm. That there was a public consultation about that bylaw. You did not come.
So, but just 2 weeks ago, there's a public notice in the right. Lowdown the Hall.
That's why I'm here. About it at the workshop.
Bringing
here.
Up I know. The same point.
It was part
ago,
of the
public notice in the paper.
It was part
yes,
of the
but
process.
Yes, but that was to show, that was part it of the was, process to the, show that the bylaw was available at the office.
Public. It needed to be publicized that the bylaw was there, you can come and see it.
That's right.
That was part of the process. That's why it ended up in the lowdown now, because the person in January, they got overwhelmed and it wasn't published. And that was part of the process. We needed to send it to MTQ and advertise that the bylaw exists.
Every process should be for the interest of the citizens of the township of Lowell.
Well, some citizens think that it's in their interest that tourism comes in, because the hotel would like to have clients, new clients, not only local people. There was a restaurant. There might be a second restaurant.
Did you go down these roads and ask the people who live on these roads if they want 30 RVs and side-by-sides going down the road
there
on
was
weekends?
A public consultation?
Public consultation. We know how to...
It was
so
last
why
year.
You take the time to go knock on these doors for the citizens, for the advantage of the citizens?
There was a lot of people coming to activities here with their VTT, their ATV, and right now it's not necessarily legal to go around.
Yeah, but the police won't enforce all these laws. You police will not enforce anything on private roads unless it's criminal.
But I'm saying
on
a lot of
roads.
Citizens are going around with their own ATV, regardless if the bylaw has passed or not.
That's
so
right.
You're asking me if citizen in low are interested in the bylaw? Yes, they are. Because right now, as they're moving around in the municipality, they could be arrested. So some citizens are very interested by that bylaw.
There was a lot of lobby, Joanne, from residents to make that, to put
that's
that
right.
bylaw
there
through.
There was a lot of people.
A lot of lobby. From a lot
in
of
all
areas.
Different sectors.
I think we
well,
pretty much...
Well, these are people who own ATVs, not
Monsieur
private
Dubois,
roads.
Monsieur
that's
Dubois.
Right, we're here to cater to the greater
ATVs,
mass.
But not private roads.
But we're not...
There's no private roads on the list.
Not yet.
But there,
again, the process would have to be redone from scratch.
Sure.
So I think everyone has pretty much answered your question. Are there any other questions?
Is your Don Quixote road is a great example.
No, yeah. No, it's that same though. No.
Carol, just 1 second.
Powers Act.
Just 1 second. Please.
No, I want to move forward.
We will. Just 1 second.
Think 20 minutes.
Montague Road is a good example. We come out of Montague Road. There's three landowners that get us to McLaughlin Road, where we can cross the highway to get on the borough. From there, we can get to Fieldville, go to Otter Lake, go to Ladysmith. So that's why people were asking for this here, and the people are using the road anyways. So we made it legal. And the people that are problematic are already on the roads. So it's not going to add much traffic, and it was a lot of people here wanted that.
Well, did you ask the police force? Will they enforce your bylaw?
If they catch you on the back road doing 80 miles an hour with a side-by-side and no helmet, yeah, they're gonna pull you over the same they would with a pickup.
There are conditions, and it's in the bylaw.
I know guys who lost their licenses in LaPage got pulled over with side-by-sides drunk. They got arrested, lost their licenses. They watch those.
Well, let's hope they can enforce it.
Okay, s'il y a d'autres questions, s'il vous plaît, does anyone have any other questions?
I do.
Well, get up, please.
André Dubois. So I went back in March 2023, speaking of audio. So I noticed that there was quite a few minutes missing in the audio. Do you edit the audio?
I don't touch it. I stop it. I give it to Madame de...
Does anyone
don't.
Edit the audio?
I know there was one particular meeting. It didn't work. And another one, just the very beginning of a meeting, I forgot to hit record, so then I put record on and it picked up the rest of the meeting. But it was just the very beginning.
To look into it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was March when the meeting of taxes and everything, where there was 100 some odd people, and a lot of questions were asked, and then it seemed to, I don't know, at least 2/3 of the questions were not there.
March this year?
Tax.
2023,
but taxes on in March?
The answer to is no, nobody's supposed to edit the limits.
No.
So again, I get, because I was looking, because I asked a question that at that time about my taxes, and being that the evaluation is, the taxes are more than the evaluation of the property. And some of the questions were asked about, so evaluations is MRC, but flat rates is the municipality. Is that correct?
What do you mean by flat rates?
The mill rate, you mean, Andre?
Yeah. No, flat
like
rates,
probably
like fire and police.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Which supposedly from $0 to $300,000, is that correct? There's a flat rate applied?
Everybody pays
a flat rate for police and fire separately.
So somebody with $1 million pays the same as me as a
yes.
property that's worth
$100?
Yes.
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 Somebody with $1 million, you're kidding me. They pay the same amount as a
person
who owns
$10,000. No, there's a portion of it that is flat rate. The rest is in the mill rate.
That's correct. But not for police, though. Police is the same for everyone across the board.
That's kind of... And you know, I call a few municipalities, and it's very unfair to taxpayers who can't afford to pay their taxes that you go to a flat rate instead of the way it used to be.
We don't pay... how do I say
so
that?
So why... Yeah, well, yeah, you just changed it 2 years ago.
Change what?
Flat. You brought up these flat rates, whatever, instead of being based on the evaluation of the property, you brought up flat rates. And where people's properties are worth $2,000, they pay the same as a property of $1 million.
It's still the police.
That's not fair.
The police. The ticket for the police is what's divided equally across the board. It's,
yeah, but still,
it's not different for anybody else.
Property $1 million. Who needs more police than the person who owns a $5,000 property with nothing on it? How can that be fair? Where you know the police force or the fire department will put a lot more energy into a $1 million piece of property than a $5,000 piece
I'm
of property.
I'm going to stop you right now. If you get a call and you broke your leg on your $5,000 property, then we're going to get there as quick as the guy in Bernard Lake with a $1 million house. And you know that, you know me,
so
you know that as well as I do. That's a personal attack right there.
Well,
we would treat you, Andre, the same
attack.
Thing.
Don't be so personal.
No,
Mr.
We would
Mr.
treat
Dubois?
You the same way with a $5,000 property that we would with a $1 million property, and you know that. Everybody that knows us here knows that.
I'm talking about a house
fire. It could be a house fire. Maybe you're doing
no
something
house
on your DDP and the field catches fire. We're going to go anyways there.
There's no house on a $5,000 piece of property.
You know how many times we go for PR calls and guys hit themselves with chainsaws or with axes or have cardiac arrest because they're working on a vacant lot? We're out on vacant lots all the time. So it's not because there's a $1 million property that needs more safety than anybody else. If anything, the guy with the $1 million property probably has an alarm system, which, you know, gets us there faster. We are there less long. Like, we treat everybody the same when it comes to emergency services.
Fantastic.
It doesn't matter.
I appreciate that. But it's still to the taxpayer who can't afford the flat rates, where before it was quite fair to be estimated on the evaluation of the property. Now he's got to pay the same as the guy with a $1 million piece of property. That's not right.
It's not the same, because only part of the expense is going towards a flat rate. The rest for the fire department goes with the evaluation.
It doesn't matter. The bill is divided up equally between everyone because you get the service, same service. Everyone gets the same service no matter if you pay more or less. Do you understand that part? Like, I mean, that's the way it works.
I understand that part.
That's the way it works, Andre.
And so, yes, it worked the same way for 100 years in this municipality the way it used to be. So is this a tax grab?
No.
Flat rates?
The police has always been flat rate.
No,
the SQ,
I can show you my bill in 2022.
It's always been divided.
Evaluation of the property. It's been based on the mill rate of the evaluation of the property. Flat rate just came in 2 years ago.
No.
But it was already it was already in there. We put it that way so that you would see how much it was costing. Otherwise, it would just be in your general taxes and you wouldn't know how much it was.
Exactly.
And on this particular property in 2022, I paid 8 cents. Mm-hmm. Now I'm paying $100. Fire, I paid 12 cents, I think it was. Now I'm paying $111. Where all the years that I owned that, it was based on the evaluation of the property.
If you have a problem with your evaluation?
No, it's not the it's a flat. I have a problem with a flat rate.
Well, the flat rate.
It's been there forever.
And like Maureen, you just said, before it used to be mixed into the mill rate. So you never knew exactly how much you were paying towards police.
Yes, it's quite clear when.
Now it is, yes.
No,
because
it was quite clear before.
I don't think so.
Quite clear before. On the tax bill.
Okay. There was never a line on the tax bill. There was a line for SQ services, but there was never a line for the fire department.
There is a flat.
There was never, and before there was no lines for the borrowing bylaws either. We brought all that in. Everything is itemized. Mm-hmm. So people can see where what's being paid off at that amount.
Yes, for and actually it does say evaluation or flat.
Yeah, but before, like a good example there, like the plow trucks, the grader, the pickups,
yes,
all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
That MRC. Was all buried into the general fund.
And then there's
now,
the MRC as well.
We worked on that. Now everything is itemized. So you got a borrowing bylaw for the fire truck, borrowing bylaw for the grader. Everything
so
is itemized now.
It's nothing to do with the fire department and the police, where it's a flat rate for a guy who owns a property that's worth $1,000 to the guy who owns a property that's worth $1 million.
Everybody gets the same service to laundry.
That's
and the potential
correct.
Is there for that something was... to happen, whether you got a house on it or just a field or
those
a
are two services that you get. It doesn't matter if you have $1,000 property or if you have $1 million property. You have the same service no matter what for both.
Yeah, well, so okay. I understand that, but it seems that this
well, that's what it is.
The only one that is imposing these flat rates where other
well,
municipalities
we could
consider the evaluation as a more fair way of taxing people other than the flat rates.
Yeah, but it's not fair, though, because
no,
if I bring a guy from Barnard Lake with $1 million cottage, he'll have the same speech as you, but it'll be reversed. So we got to find the common ground in the middle, and a good example of that is 2013 when we bought that last fire truck. It was on a borrowing bylaw. I was in a big uproar with the fact that the borrowing bylaw shares were going to be put on the evaluation. Why would I pay more for a truck than somebody in the village that's evaluated less than me because I got land? I supported that truck for 10 years, though.
Yeah, I paid on that truck, too.
But what I'm saying is I paid more for, let's say, the people in the village or that just had smaller properties. Me, I have land, so my evaluation's higher. So I paid more for the vacant land than somebody in the village alone would pay, let's say, with an acre.
That's right.
But that's fair. That's fair. Does that don't sound fair to me? That's exactly what you're saying now.
That's right. It
fair,
is fair.
Okay, we got to move forward
anyway,
there.
Go ahead. With...
Y a-t-il d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? No? Let's move forward. Le numéro 3, c'est pour accepter les procès-verbaux de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenue le 2 juillet 2024. So number three, to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of municipal council held on July 2nd.
Just a second.
Okay. Luc Thivierge et Joanne Maillé. Le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
The vote, please.
Yes.
Yes. I'll abstain. I wasn't at the meeting. I read the minutes, but I wasn't there.
Donc, Ghislain Robert s'abstient, Madame Nadon. Mm-hmm. OK. Oui. Pour accepter le procès verbal de séance extraordinaire du conseil municipal tenu le 29 juillet 2024. Number four is to accept the minutes of an extraordinary meeting of municipal council held on the 29th of July, 2024.
Je propose.
Seconded.
Joanne Maillé, Luc Thivierge. Le vote, s'il vous plaît, le vote, please.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Donc là, on arrive à l'administration. Pour accepter le rapport comptable 2024-07, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer des paiements à payer au montant de $123,487.29, ajouter à ça le compte payé en des comptes qui sont déjà payés à $21,991.18 pour un total, j'ai un instant, là. Un total de $145,478.47. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Appuyé par. OK, yeah, that's right. Parce que j'ai pas deux sorties. So, administration to accept the accounts payable report 2024-07. Authorize the office of the director general to make payments. Accounts payable in the amount of $123,487.29. and added accounts paid in the amount of $21,991.18 for a total of $145,478.47. J'ai Joanne Maillé qui a proposé. J'ai besoin d'un appuyeur.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy. Puis le vote, s'il vous plaît. Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
I'm abstaining.
Oui.
I'll abstain. There's bills for O'Connor's name.
OK. Well. Fait que. Une minute, là. Faut que je... Lee. Angus s'abstient. Puis Justin Robert s'abstient.
As well, there's Canada Day bills and stuff in there.
Okay. Maureen Rice. S'abstient. Donc, Luc Thivier, je suis d'accord. Joanne Maillé, d'accord. Oui. Maureen McAvoy, d'accord. Puis moi aussi. Coupez ça, là. 5.2, pour autoriser la signature renouvellement à contrat de travail directeur adjoint du service de sécurité incendie. 5.2, to authorize signature renewal employment contract fire safety services deputy director.
Je vais le proposer.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc Thivierge, Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
I'm abstaining.
I'm abstaining as well.
Donc, Justin Robert, Maureen Rice s'abstient et les autres conseillers sont d'accord. On arrive à 5.3. Pour accorder, pour accorder le statut d'employé, le cadre permanent à Mme Myriam Nadon à titre de directrice générale et greffière trésorière. 5.3, to grant permanent management status to Madame Myriam Nadon as Director General and Clerk Treasurer.
So,
just a second.
OK, tout le monde veut le faire. Mais,
j'avais le droit de
le
proposer puis l'appuyer à
l'unanimité. Bon,
on fait
ça.
Ben, c'est OK, ça. On fait ça. Fait ça.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for staying with us, Myriam. We appreciate everything you do.
Fait que là, ça, yeah. Sa probation est finie. C'est ça.
Très apprécié.
OK. 5.4. Pour désigner un nouvel administrateur principal des jardins accédés à faire. 5.4. To appoint a new principal administrator des jardins accédés à faire. So with our, avec notre nouvel employé, Vicky Tremblay-Régimbal, ça lui prend les outils nécessaires pour faire son emploi. Donc, ça, c'en est une.
Là, ça peut-tu faire ce que les SOP sont faits?
Oui, Mme Nadon, elle s'occupe de ça. Elle l'a dit tout à l'heure.
Oui, mais je veux faire ce que ça soit recordé.
J'ai besoin d'un... OK.
Je propose.
Attends.
Ah, oh, tu l'as-tu dit en anglais?
Non, c'est pour okay. Ça, là.
T'as pas parlé
ben, j'ai
son
dit
nom.
Le titre,
ouais, c'est ça.
Mais in English, to give our new employee, Vicky Tremblay-Régimbal, the tools necessary to accomplish her duties. So, this is a resolution, one of the resolutions.
Je propose.
Joanne Maillé.
Second.
Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
À l'unanimité, Madame Nadon? Pour nommer la coordonnatrice finance et administration représentante autorisée Click Secure. So 5.5 to appoint our coordinator finance and administration authorization to be authorized representative on Click Secure.
Je propose.
I'll second.
Like I said before, Madame la Mairesse, I want to make sure that the SOP is done for that also.
Oui.
And it's recorded.
Il est enregistré. Fait que tout le monde est d'accord? Am I in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
À l'unanimité, Mme Nadon, encore. Là, on arrive à... Sécurité publique, c'est pour autoriser la signature, le renouvellement d'entente de service aux sinistrés, Société canadienne de la Croix-Rouge. Donc, ce qu'on a, c'est une entente qu'on signe avec la Croix-Rouge. Ceci est pour 3 ans. Actuellement, c'est pour 2 ans, au montant de 225 $ chaque année. Et puis, avec une possibilité d'extension d'un an qui nous apporte à 2027.
Je vais juste une minute.
So, this is to authorize the signature, the renewal of disaster service agreement with Canadian Red Cross Society. And this is a 2-year contract at $225 each year. And also in this contract, this resolution is also with the possibility of extension of 1 year, which would bring us to 2027 in the same amount of $225 for that particular year as well. So I need a propose.
I'll propose it.
Ghislain Robert, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Unanimité, Madame Nadon? Bon, on n'a rien sur l'environnement urbain. So there's nothing in... Sécurité publique non plus. Excusez, travaux publics non plus.
Non. Loisirs.
Donc, on arrive à loisirs. 10.1, pour proclamer la semaine du 8 au 14 septembre 2024, semaine de la municipalité. So, 10.1, to proclaim the week of September 8 to 14, 2024 as Municipality Week. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Oui.
OK. Luc Thivierge, Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Attends une minute, j'ai manqué quelque chose. OK, c'est ça ici. Luc Thivierge, Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Fait qu'il y a une unanimité.
Oui.
Le 10.2, pour appuyer la MRC de la vallée Gatineau, demande au gouvernement du Québec dématérialisation des services d'assistance sociale. 10.2, to support the MRC de la vallée Gatineau, request to the Québec government dematerialization of social assistance services. We're supporting their resolution that they passed.
Madame la mairesse, pouvez-vous élaborer un petit peu, là, parce que de la manière, la formulation de l'entête, c'est comme si on demande au gouvernement du Québec de dématérialiser les services d'assistance sociale, mais dans le fond, c'est contre le fait que le gouvernement fait une dématérialisation.
Fait que tu l'as tout fait.
Oui, mais je ne peux pas le dire en anglais.
So what it is the MRC... passed a resolution in regards to the services that Service Québec are supposed to provide and are not providing. And this is not the first time that they passed a resolution, but this is, it also has to do with mental health, pauvreté, isolation, isolation and
poverty.
And isolation and homelessness. So it's a bit more detailed than the past resolutions, but it's just that the office up in Maniwaki, you're lucky if you get services there. Okay. Tout le monde est d'accord? Et vous
oui.
Agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Là, on arrive à la... Quoi?
Avant qu'on ferme les loisirs, hein, tu peux dire que le car show du Venosta, c'est le 17.
Ah! Je n'étais pas au courant.
So if people are not aware, the car show this year for in Minnesota there is on the 17th of August.
Y a-t-il autre chose qu'on peut, on veut mentionner ou non? Il n'y a pas d'autres événements?
Non, pour ce mois ici, mais on a des affaires qui s'en viennent, par exemple.
En lieu. Septembre, oui.
Ouais.
What's coming up?
We got something in September, no? That's coming up.
Demo.
Yeah, Demo International. That's in October, though.
No, September.
Le 19-20-21. Yep. Il y a le Demo International 2024 qui s'en vient le 19-20-21 septembre. Il va y avoir de la publicité bientôt là-dessus qui va sortir. Puis aussi.
The ball tournament for the arena. I think it's the 28th of August. The end of the month.
OK.
Mm-hmm. And cornrows.
And cornrows.
Not just corn.
Fait qu'un tour. C'est 24th.
24th? OK. Tournoi de balle pour l'aréna et.
With a dinner.
Avec un souper, oui. Le 24?
That's what Leon said, yeah.
OK.
Couldn't remember the date.
OK. Là, j'ouvre le plancher. S'il y a quelqu'un qui a des questions, if anyone has a question, it's the second period.
Andre, just before you talk, Carol, there's also the car wash for cystic fibrosis.
When is that?
August.
Cystic fibrosis?
Yes. I think it is the 25th.
August 25th?
Yeah, I think 400.
That's 400. On pourrait faire la publicité. Monsieur Dubois.
So, yes, the urban planning.
Yep.
Are we on time?
We will be. We're working on it.
Has the process started in July, as was stated?
No, we didn't do the presentation to the citizens yet. We're aiming September. We have to present the urban planning to council before it goes to public. We are working on it. We're almost there. So it should be on track. There is a deadline by the Mamash. So we are planning on hitting those target dates.
Deadline again is?
I think it's end of November, but I'm not sure which date. It should be sent to the MRC by the end of November, I think.
If it's sent by the end of November, do the bylaws come into play then?
No, we have to wait for them to come back, and it needs to go higher than that. I think we're sending it to the MRC, and from there, the MRC has to have it approved by the Mamash, and then it's coming back down. And
so
it doesn't come in effect.
Bylaws.
Sorry?
So we're still on 1993 bylaws.
Yeah. Well, some of them were changed, but not all of them.
So I listened to the audio of last, well, actually July 29th is very curious, where taxes for properties was put up, or whatever the process is. So those people who lands are going up for taxes, are they notified before? What your process is now, you've notified the people?
The citizen received many reminders. And if they didn't contact the municipal office to take arrangement, or if they did take arrangement but didn't follow their arrangement and didn't contact to say there's a problem with the arrangement, then it's going up for sale. But before it hits the date of the sale, it's going to be published because we're sending our list, and I'm not sure when the list is leaving, but we're sending our list up to the MRC because the MRC has one, I think it's
a firm they mandated for the sale.
It's a firm, and all the municipal, well, most of the municipality are using the same firm, so it's a group rate.
So is there a grace period?
Well, they're going to be into the papers.
Like the municipality, do you, like, originally I thought it was like 3 years, and certain circumstances was many years. So has the grace
period... We don't do many years anymore.
Has the grace period shrunk to what is the grace period now?
Well, the ones that are being sent are they were due in 2022.
Well, they were late since.
They've been late since.
2022.
Yeah. And they've been advised several times.
So that
with no response.
Yeah. They were due in 21.
Yes.
Yeah. No, no, well...
It's 2022.
They were late in
2022.
2022.
Yeah.
Not 2021.
Okay, so that was the audio of July 29th. Audios are very interesting. So July 2nd, I heard to the effect that council has no involvement in the office.
That's true. We do not manage the office.
You do not manage the... Do you know what goes on in the office?
I'm updated, yes.
Any council is updated? What goes on in the office?
At every workshop, yes.
To what extent?
Well, when there's committee meetings.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. But I don't know every day what kind of shoes Sylvia comes in with.
No, but do you know how many permits your building inspector is going out to look at? And
we get a list on a monthly basis.
Determining whether or not it's according to the bylaws? Do you know that?
Yes.
You know that when your municipal inspector goes out to inspect properties, you're aware of his process in determining whether or not they're availing to the permits.
Well, we do know how many permits is being issued, and we trust in our inspector to know that the permit issued is following the bylaws. Yes.
So, okay. So you're familiar with what goes on in the office to some extent.
Well, I'm not supervising the inspector, but yes, we are aware of what's happening. We're administrator and not supervisor.
Well, right, because so when it comes to questions to administration, who do I direct it to? Council or DG?
DG.
Thank you. I mean at a public meeting. Can I direct
no,
a question to the
no,
DG?
No, you can address it to me, but if I don't have the answer, I will consult with Madame Nadeau and get you an answer. Not that particular night. Because,
but if you send in your request ahead of time, we might get the answer for you.
Mm-hmm. You can send in your request to the office anytime you like. It doesn't have to be a public meeting.
Well, it's nice to know that, let the citizens know, instead of having to go individually and ask the same question again, where at a public meeting, if a question is asked, the people who are at the public meeting are aware of the situation instead of each individual going to the office to...
But each individual doesn't have the same problem or the same question, I'm sure.
Well, it's the same municipality, though.
That doesn't make sense, but okay. Are there any other questions? Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Non? Ben, on parle de bonheur ce soir. Là,
merci beaucoup.
La levée de la séance est 750. Et merci beaucoup d'avoir venu. Thank you for coming to the public meeting.
Propose and second.
Maureen Rice et Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Merci.
7h50. Je cherchais pour savoir... Qu'est-ce qui se passe dans le groupe?